Kitty Cats Podcast. Ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Community Cats Podcast. I am your host, Stacey LeBaron. I've been involved helping homeless cats for over 20 years with the Merrimack River Feline Rescue Society. The goal of this podcast is to expose you to amazing people who are improving the lives of cats. I hope these interviews will help you learn how you can turn your passion for cats into action. Today, we're speaking with Mosho, the cat rapper. Mosho has been with us before on the Community Cats Podcast and the online cat conference, but I'd like to welcome you to the show, Mosho.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. How are you today?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for asking. Just wanted to touch base with you, find out how things are going, what you've been up to. I understand that you have a new video out called Double Duty. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. Well, if you didn't know, last year we did a video called Slide. And with that video, we were able to raise within 1 million views in 6 weeks. And we were able to donate $10,000 to a cat charity because of the video. So this year, we wanted to come back bigger, stronger, and better than ever. And we released the Double Duty because it's just more empowering to people. They really, really enjoyed themselves. They love seeing all of the cats and they love the kitty litter. The kitty litter has been getting very great reviews and people love it. So we wanted to drop this new video and we said, hey, why not we double down on this thing? And if we was to get 2 million views by the end of October, we were going to donate $10,000 apiece, so $20,000 altogether, $10,000 to ACT Philly and $10,000 to Cat Adoption Team as well to help save the kitties if we get those views on it. And it's just to give back the love to all of the cat people and to empower them. And we're just really excited to be back and to be able to do this new Double Duty kitty litter video.
So the theme of this one, is focusing on litter and keeping your litter box can actually be easy and okay. I understand you are a bit of a litter box fanatic. You're always cleaning up after the cats.
Yes. So what I'm looking for is I have 4 cats. I had 5 cats recently. One just passed away. But so I have 5 cats and with me, I need the litter and the clumps to be solid because I have a lot of cats. I have to do a lot of cleaning. So it's all about for me is making sure I get a guaranteed fresh kitty litter and something that's going to stick together because got a lot of duty to handle when you got 5 cats. You know what I mean?
How many litter boxes do you have in the house?
I have 3. Really, as it may sound, the cats kind of have a schedule of how they go to the bathroom, I've noticed. So I can get through a solid day just cleaning the litter box at least once and making sure that pretty much holds it over. But I have 3. I'm thinking about adding a 4th because I think 1 extra could probably help me out a little bit.
Yeah. One thing you were just talking about, how is you like the Arm & Hammer litter because everything, it clumps really well. Is that, I would assume you'd be a litter aficionado, especially with the hairless cats, where they're very particular about the litter that they use?
Absolutely. So with the Slide, a lot of the dust particles would never get on their skin because it's dust-free. So that was like a really, really big thing for me because I have pretty much a white cat with no hair. And every time she would use the kitty litter, when she would get out, she would just have powder, kind of residue all over her skin because of, her using the bathroom. It was really nice to have that product. And I also look for products that just keeps the house smelling fresh. A lot of people walk into my place and they say, I can't believe that you have 5 cats because you can't smell anything. It always smells fresh in here. And I'm always just looking for the quality of products. So that's why I really like them a lot.
Well, I know you've mentioned that one of your kitties passed away recently, Tally, and I express my sympathies. I think we all do, all of us that are the fans that follow you out there on Facebook and social media and everything. And I'm very, very sorry about Tally's passing, but it sounds like you are pretty comfortable talking about it and sharing about your thoughts with moving forward after having Tally in your life. And you shared some memories with me about Tally. I don't know if you'd be willing to share those memories with us today.
Well, I named her Tally the Lover, and it's on my coloring book and everything like that. And the reason why I named her that is because Tally was the type of cat. We rescued her. She had been treated very badly, and she was the type of cat that loved you regardless of if you treated her mean. She never gave up on, like, with love. Like, if, as soon as the new person would come into our house, Tally would be the first one to greet them, to be just all over them. I've never seen a cat like that before. She was like a little mini human in my eyes. And, you know, she's the mother to Mega Man and Sushi, and she's no longer here. And when you lose the cat, you got to let it out. You got to let people know how you feel. Don't hold it in. Go through the motions. But Tally never stopped with love, and I know she wouldn't want me to stop with my love and to be who I am. So I'm continuing to carry the torch. Every Sunday, I did a thing called Tally on a Sunday, and it was to celebrate just Tally. And I'm going to let that move on, and I'm going to embrace the world with love and dedicate everything that I do now in Tally's memory, because she made me a better man, and her passing away has opened my eyes up to a lot, and I need to love more, and I need to take more risk, and that's what I'm going to do in honor of Tally.
I commend you for the way that you're approaching this. It's grief and compassion fatigue and depression are ever present in this world.
Absolutely.
And just what you're doing is so incredibly healthy and good to do, and hopefully others will follow and do the same, because we all experience loss, and you're doing a great way of handling it. So
thank you very much.
You had mentioned a coloring book. Could you share a little bit about the coloring book that you have out?
Yes, I have I Am Mosho, the Cat Rapper official coloring book. It's just dedicated to all of my cat family out there who will support me and that love all the things that we do. If you want to color DJ Ravioli or Tally or Queen Sushi, Black Savage or Mega Man, any other cat, you can color them. There's things like Adopt a Cat in them. There's things celebrating cat ladies. I do this thing called Beautiful Cat Lady Wednesday to celebrate all cat ladies. So I have that in the book, and it's just all types of cat puns and all cool pictures of me and the cats, and you can color us, so we'll be in your house forever. And to make it even better, I guess I doubled down on it as well, and I just released my second official coloring book, the Cat-tastic Edition. So now there's two Mosho the Cat Rapper coloring books available for you to purchase on Amazon right now if you like coloring. It's for adults and it's for children. It's very kids friendly, and I hope people out there enjoy it.
Awesome. That's great. So you're doing that in addition to also putting out some albums, and you have songs about adopting black cats and not calling cats. You know, it's totally awesome. As we are approaching, it's Black Cat Appreciation Day. I know you've got a special place in your heart for black cats.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about why is that so important to you?
Black cats are one of the least cats in the humane society be adopted, just due to like bad stereotypes, like how, you know, Hollywood has shown them over the years, how people feel like because the cat is so dark, they won't be able to take a great selfie. They all feel like black cats look the same. So they have always been the least to be adopted, because you see a ginger cat or you see a cat with a cool pattern, they're more likely to head in that direction. And what people need to understand is I call them mini house panthers, and black cats are very magical. This actually touched me so much hearing about that, you know, with my albums and stuff like Only Cat People Understand. All these things are available on iTunes, Spotify, any streaming service. I heard about the cats being not adopted, so I created a song, Adopt a Cat, is available for you to listen to now. And it was all because I wanted to get more cats adopted and help black cats. When I first released the song and when I released the music video, I was able to get over 200 cats adopted within that first week of putting out that song. I wanted to dedicate that into all of the cats that are not being adopted. And with that being said, I also went to the Oregon Humane Society and I adopted a black cat as well. And his name is Black Savage.
That's excellent. That's such good news. And I think it's tremendous that Black Cat Appreciation Day, as well as International Homeless Animals Day, is on August 17th. And August is a tough time of the year. Shelters tend to be overwhelmed with a lot of cats. And there are certain promotions out there. I know in New England, there's one that's called Clear the Shelters. That's during the month of August, working to really promote adopting cats and kittens and getting them into homes and not having them stuck in the shelters and that kind of thing. So, you know, the more that we can do to help promote, the better. What's on your schedule for the next year? What do you have coming up?
I expect more books from me. So I got a lot of surprises happening with that. Expect new music. I'm currently working on some new material right now. Expect a lot of things in Tally's memory. I have new socks out. I have socks that support black cats as well. They're called Black Cat Love Socks, and I have Cat Lady Love Socks. Just expect more positivity from me, more cat love, and just, I guess, more cat-tastic things. I'm currently working right now to give all of my cat family the best I can, and I got a lot of big surprises for them coming up.
That's great. And it seems like every big city now is trying to put on a cat convention. And I've seen your name out there. I feel like you've done a lot of traveling this year. You know better than I do. But I bet you you'll be out traveling around to the different cat conventions in 2019 and 2020. That's for sure, too.
Oh, yeah. Expect the cat rapper to be in your cat town because they know how it's going down.
Is there a website where people can find out where you're going to be visiting?
Yes. There's imoshow.com, thecatrapper.com. There's all of my Facebooks. So we got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and it's all at imoshow. And you can follow me on all of my social medias. You can put imoshow on your iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, all of your streaming services. And I promise you this space will pop up and I'll keep all of you updated on where I'll be next.
That's excellent. So I just want to come back to the double duty and make sure that everybody understands that they should go to YouTube, and we'll certainly have this link in the show notes. They should go to YouTube and search double duty. I threw in the name Mosho the Cat Rapper also, and it popped right up in my feed. And everybody should share and watch that video as many times as possible so that you can reach the 2 million views by October 31st. That's correct, right?
Yes. By October, and if we do that, Church and Dwight, which is with Arm & Hammer, we're going to donate $20,000, $10,000 to Act Philly, and we're going to donate $10,000 to Cat Adoption Team. I support them here in Portland, Oregon, and if we can get those views up, we can make those dreams happen so we can save more kitties, and I appreciate you, Cat Family, for everything that you do for us.
Mosho, do you have any last things that you want to share with our listeners before we close today?
Just follow me on all of my social medias at IMOSHO. Love your cats. Hug them. And honestly, besides cats, if you feel a certain way about someone and if you love them, please let people know that you love them because we don't know how long they'll be here. I appreciate all of you. Give your cats hugs for me. Love your cats. Adopt a cat. And bless you all. Thank you so much.
Mosho, I want to thank you so much for agreeing to be a guest on the show today. I really appreciate it on this special episode of the Community Cats Podcast. And look forward to following you and hopefully crossing paths with you at some place during the course of the year. And again, I'm just amazed by all that you do to help cats, the art that you create, as well as getting out there and trying to bring us some joy, some happiness, while we're all out here working hard to try and make lives better for the cats in our world. So thank you again so much for being a guest on the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Community Cats Podcast. I would really appreciate it if you would go to iTunes, leave a review of the show. It will help spread the word to help more community cats.